views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Hi, baby.
That would be me. That's what I'm talking about.
How are you guys out there? We're looking for a good show today. We're looking for all of you to call. And before we start, I'm going to give you the number. And, of course, with this number, you can call in and get a little free mini reading from Artie and myself. Or just...
if you want to talk about spirituality, too.
Yeah, if you want to talk about whatever topic we hit on. If you'd like to, you know, elaborate on that, feel free. The number is 800-930-2819.
And if you want, you could also tell us some cool spiritual stories because, you know, there's a lot of times when people experience a lot of unusual, you know, weird things happening or spiritual things happening, and they're afraid to tell their friends or their loved ones, or they're afraid of being judged or whatever. And a lot of people actually do hold in a lot of weird stuff.
Yes.
And they're afraid to express it, thinking, and Sky and I, we're not going to judge you. If anything, we're going to add to and confirm everything, what you're feeling or what you're going through.
Or explain what you're going through.
So you could talk to us about, you know, anything, you know, forget the fact there's a few hundred thousand people listening and just know that we are going to give us, we're going to give you our, you know, input.
You know, there was a funny thing that happened to me one time. I was about 20, maybe 21 years old, and Richie and I were married.
21, God. Yeah. I was married at 24, but wow.
Yeah.
21, go ahead.
We were married at 18, so I was an old lady already. Married
18.
Only. Yeah, I'm 21 years old. We're going to his mother's house. We're on the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey. We're getting off the exit at Route 34. No, sorry, Route 37. And we're waiting there at that, you know,
traffic
when you first
light.
Get off. No, it is not even a traffic light. It's
a stop sign?
Yeah, it's a stop sign as you're getting off the Garden State.
Okay.
To go on to 37.
Okay.
And we're stopped there.
Oh, the roundabout, the
yes.
circle. Okay, go ahead.
And a man and a boy who was in cloud form, but very, very compacted cloud form, like white.
Silhouette.
I could see their eyes, their mouth, their nose.
Really?
Yes. I could even see their hair, but they were all in white. And they walked through the engine of my car, the hood. And I looked like a deer in the headlights. Richie said, oh, my God, did you see that, what I just saw? I said, yes, I did. I said, what did you see? She says, I saw a man and a boy walking through the roof of our car. Not the roof, like the engine part where you pick up the So he says, oh, my God, let's go tell the police. I says, what are you out of your mind? I says, that was spirit energy, honey. I said, do not tell anybody you saw that. They'll put a jacket on you.
Did you ask them to check your oil?
I should have.
Hey, what's the ticking in my engine going on there?
And you want to know the funny thing? The older gentleman was holding this little beautiful little boy's hand. And they were carrying on a conversation, looking at each other. On a conversation. And then they looked straight ahead across. Yes, Artie, it was remarkable.
Wow.
I think that was the most amazing thing that God allowed me to see.
Did you ever experience just going to a cemetery like late at night and like just hear or feel or see spirits or anything like that? Yeah, neither have I.
Because I never go into cemeteries late at night when you're stupid.
Yeah. What are you crazy? Get out of here. I'm out of here. Did you hear that? I didn't hear nothing.
And you know what? I'm not afraid of the dead at night. I'm afraid of the living, the jerks that stay in there.
It's the living is a lot more scary than
you
the dead.
Bet.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah. So
earlier, before you and I, we were talking about the energy of obsessions.
Oh, yes.
And how it could literally destroy people's lives emotionally and physically.
Yes.
And, you know, when you are overly consumed because with what you want or who you want, and when people become obsessed, they forget about living their life. They forget about their job. They forget about their kids. They forget about everything else. They only want what they want, and they're not going after what's real.
Like tunnel vision.
Yeah, it's a tunnel vision. And when you are that obsessive about anyone or anything, I'm telling you, you're not going to possess that person, that object, that thing. And even if you are lucky enough to get hold of that, it is not going to last.
Not enough.
Because you got to be comfortable within yourself and then just share yourself with whoever or whatever and just allow life to be. I mean, I can understand, you know, there's a lot of people who are excited, like, oh, I want to meet him, or oh, right. I want to meet her, or oh, I want to go out with them, or, you know, oh, I love this day, I can't wait. You know, it's okay to be excited about a someone or a something, you know, whatever it is. That's human nature. But obsession is like, oh my God.
And if I don't have it, I'm going to die.
I'm going to die. Or if they leave me, I can't breathe. Or right. if I can't, you know, and it's just not healthy. And the reason why I know is because I was in this state of mind a couple of times. And I was in this state of mind a couple of times in my life, and I know that feeling. And it is the worst, worst feeling in the world. It's like this, like you feel so vulnerable.
And it's like a thing that takes you over.
Yeah, and you're walking around with a pit in your stomach.
Right. It's like you have to have it. And if you don't have it, the world is coming to an end.
And then you're wondering, you know, where are they, or what are they doing, or are they okay, or, you know,
and it's not only obsessing about a person. You could have shopping obsessives, compulsions, excuse me.
Yeah.
You could have shopping compulsions where people,
shopaholics,
where people max out their cards, their credit cards, and then they're in terrible financial ruins. When they find out what they've done, and then they realize, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? And they're $30,000-$40,000 into debt. Now, when you have a credit card and you're that high into debt, you compound that with your interest charge, and it'll take you 50 years to come out of that.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden they'll say to you, Sky, will I ever get out of my financial circumstances?
And then I say, no. Time for plastic surgery.
You know,
get out the scissors and the cards.
Yeah, really. I never heard that one in that way. That was really good.
That's bliss. My husband gave me plastic surgery many years ago.
Wow.
And you know what, guys? It's better to buy what you can afford and be able to take a breath. If you can't afford it, don't obsess about it. Take a breath. Go on. Put a little bit of money away until it's time that you can afford it. And then when you finally get it, it's going to be so much better.
I mean, there are situations where we could, you know, people borrow money and you could comfortably afford the payments and it's fitting within your financial means. And that's totally normal and that's healthy. But when you try to purchase a car or a thing or a house and it's really, really stretching you emotionally, financially, you don't own the car or the house. It owns you.
Right.
And that's your life and that's your everything, just to have a material possession. You got to think about it. Is it really worth the quality of your life? Is it worth giving up the quality of your life?
And, you know, people get really hooked on that? When you go for real estate, you're in the market to buy a new house. And you go and you tell the real estate agent, I can only afford $250,000. And of course, she's going to show you things that are $325,000 because she feels there's wiggle room in there. So you go, you see this house, it's $350,000. There's no wiggle room. You're obsessing about it. You want it, but you know you can't afford it. So what do? You buy it anyway, and you have a bigger mortgage, and then you become house poor. And there goes love, there goes everything, because you're house poor.
And then God forbid something happens with your job
or forget it.
Situation. And then people cannot be them, their natural selves,
right,
because they're worried about every little dime that right. they're making and spending. And even when they make a decent amount of money, even people who make six figures still have a habit of spending more than what they have.
So true.
And they end up living like they're paupers. And it's a really, really terrible feeling. And a lot of relationships do break up because of money.
A lot.
Most of them. Yeah. I would say that's probably the number one reason.
Right.
Other than fidelity. But right. I mean, money issues is definitely number one or number two.
It is. If you bring home $2 million a year and you're spending $3 million, you're just as bad as the person that brings home $25,000 and is spending $50,000.
Yeah. Yeah,
what's absolutely. The difference?
Yeah, there is no difference, no. You know, again, people who mismanage money, you know, it's a shame. And when you do, if you're fortunate enough where you have a decent amount of money and you give your money to a financial investor, too many people give too much trust to them and like not even pay attention to where their money's at.
That's
or what
right.
the deal is. And you got to keep an eye on your own money. I mean, they could guide you, but you know, Billy Joel was a perfect example. Lucky enough, he was able to bounce out of it because he's an exceptionally talented person. And he wrote, you know, 1,000,001 songs that were number one hits, but you know, he had a claim back and he lost all his money because his business partner, his manager, lawyer, whatever you want to call him. Yeah, took everything from him.
What a shame.
Took everything and made bad investments and used his own money for himself. And he didn't realize, like, all of a sudden, like, he was getting these bills that things weren't being paid.
Yep.
And then he had to rebounce back again. So, I mean, that's a Cinderella story, and it happens, but where you bounce back. But
most of us are not fortunate enough to be able to bounce back.
But stay within your means, and also stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart.
Welcome back, everyone, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me.
That's
hey, listen, if you guys want a private reading with Artie, and he does parties, we do them together, we do them separately.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Wonderful life coach, wonderful light worker, fantastic medium, and amazing psychic.
And a hell of a nice guy.
And more than a hell of a nice guy. And if you want to get in touch with him for any kind of readings or anything that you need,
just call me at 877-ANGEL-02 and check out ArtieHoffman.com.
And he has beautiful YouTubes too.
Yeah, my YouTubes are really cool too.
I love them.
You'll learn a lot from it. Trust me. I was like in the zone. I don't even think about it. I had nothing scripted when I did all those videos.
I know.
Videos.
Do you know how many times I watched them over and over?
Really?
Yes, I like them.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, I learned a lot from when you did it. You were very comfortable. You looked very natural. And I could see like a glaze in your eye. I know this because I know you very well. But I can see that nothing was scripted. Like, I can tell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can tell because I know you very well. But I can tell like you were in the zone. Like, spirit was literally communicating with you. I saw it in your eyes.
All you have to do is just give me a topic. It's like, you know, because I'm in the process. I'm definitely going to be getting my book together within this week. I'm really going to zero in. And when I I don't have to write down everything specifically for when I write, anything, a book or a chapter of whatever. All you have to do is just give me the topic, and then it just starts coming out.
You know what they call that? Photogenic memory. Honestly, God bless you for that.
Photogenic memory.
Photogenic memory. In other words, when you think of a topic, something triggers you, and all your memory and all your thoughts come back, no matter if it's today or yesterday.
Yeah.
So that is very in itself. And that is a very good – I mean, that shows everybody what kind of a psychic medium you are, because your mind is so open and so pure.
It's really cool when I could tell somebody something and I've never heard it come out of my mouth before.
Doesn't that freak you out?
And yeah, and it's like, wow, that was like amazing advice. Or that was like, you know, and I got to like write it down because I've said some things that were like epiphany. It was like awesome. It's like, wow, that was really great.
Was that me?
Was that really me coming out of me? You want to know something? I was listening to some interviews with some like amazing artists.
Yeah.
And like, you know, say take, David Lee Roth or Eric Clapton, and, you know, and they're jamming away. And it's like sometimes when they're such in the zone, it's like they can't believe that they created the sounds or did what they did in the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow, did I just really do that? Could I do that again? It's like this
divine intervention.
Yeah, divine intervention. It helps you just create and you get so deep within your music or within your thoughts, and you're just like in that zone.
I hear you.
There's nothing better in the world than when you're in that zone.
I know it.
And it could be with anything. It could be with love. It could be with gambling. It could be with, you know, a speech. It could be with whatever, sex, whatever.
It's so
but
clear,
when you're
right?
in that zone, there's nothing better.
I was doing a reading one time for this lady, and out of my mouth pops a phrase, and I forgot the phrase because, let me tell you, it would be nothing in this world that would come out of my brains. It was such an old phrase. It was something that you might say in the 20s.
Really?
Yes. And I said, who the heck said that? I said, oh, my God. It was literally spirit putting those words in my mouth.
Yeah.
And it was something so bizarre, and it was something so out of my vocabulary realm that I would have never said anything like that. And that's how I know how strong spirit comes to me. Another time, we were with Tony Stockwell. You remember?
Yeah, of course.
Now, remember I was reading, we were pairing off, and I was reading with that beautiful little English girl with the dark hair.
I like her.
She was a doll.
Yes, I like her.
And I want to tell you something. I will never, to my whole life, forget her sister who came to me. Her name was Denise. And she literally showed herself to me in my mind's eye. And she showed me specific features. She had a little turned up nose and beautiful lips, almost like a heart. And she showed me that her left eye was drooping. And I told that to her. And I said, I know she had cancer, but she also had her left eye was drooping. And she said to me, that's from the cancer. She had a brain tumor and her left eye was drooping. From that moment on, Denise came through so clear and so loud that sometimes, you know, when you're in a reading and you have a quiet spirit and they don't always come forth.
Yeah, they don't always speak up.
I always ask Denise to come and to help bring that spirit out because she was so strong. And I always pray for her.
That's wonderful.
I always say, I love you, Denise. And my prayers are always with you. And I always thank her for that day and what she gave me and what she made me see. It was so beautiful.
I had a very interesting epiphanies myself the week with Tony Stockwell.
That was great.
And it was a lot of fun. And I was able to do things that I've never done before.
Yes, you were fantastic.
Connecting. And it was fun to be with different people and mixing it up. And you know, you have different personalities and different styles and, you know, certain people you mesh with and other people you don't. And it just, you know, it's just the way it is.
Yes.
But still being able to roll with the punches and again, and you never know when amazing moments are going to happen.
Yeah.
And when you and I were working together
right? And
we were boom, boom, boom. Then,
people in that group were
saying, I don't want to follow you guys. Right? You guys were great.
We were in a group of like 6 or 7 people and it was Artie and my turn to go. And we just started and we were hitting things like one after the other. We were blowing people out of the water in our group and they literally said, I'm not going after that.
That was good. That was really good.
My God.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. We had such a great time that week.
It was. It was a very interesting week. And
it was.
Like I said, there was this one fella, his name was Jeff. And I really enjoyed him.
I was going to say something about Jeff. I felt he was a little too quiet for me.
And, you know, he has self-confidence. Yeah. That guy blew me out of the water with his reading. Yeah, he's really amazing.
Is that the one from Texas?
He's from, like, Oklahoma, and I think he might be living in California now.
Wyoming.
Wyoming, yes. And, he was the first person ever to like be extremely detailed specific about my mom. And he mentioned, she's got these clip-on earrings. I said, whoa, that's amazing, clip-on earrings. You know, how many women wear clip-on earrings?
Right.
And that was like a major thing to do with my mom. And he just mentioned a couple of aspects about her, but it's like I knew, and yet he's so humble and like, well, I don't know if I did that good. Well, it wasn't that great, or, you know, it was just like, all right.
He was very humble.
And he was very humble. And, you know, you love people like that. I mean, I'm not like that.
But there are people like that in the world
and I appreciate that. I wish I could be like that, but I'm just not.
It's okay.
You know, some people are just too great to be conceited. No,
it's in our business, you really cannot be like
you can't
Jeff
be cocky.
Was. No, 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 no. You should be very
confident. No, there's confident. Yes, there's confidence.
Well, that's how I take what you do. You're very confident.
Confident, but not cocky. When if I'm cocky, you know, I'm only like that only because I'm joking around, I'm teasing,
right,
and it's with people right who I know.
Right.
But to the public, when we're doing our thing and stuff like that, in reality, we explain ourselves all the time.
Right.
It's not from us. It's from spirit. We give all the acceptance and all the appreciation to the spirit world.
Absolutely.
That feeds our mind. And it's just, you know, and people saying, but I want to do that. I want to be able to read. How do I read people? And it's literally about just learning to blank your mind and learning to just to be in meditation and just right to relax and just do it. You know, some people have a time, but my mind drifts a lot.
And now your mind is drifting because we have a commercial break.
Oh, yes, we do.
And we'll be right back after that.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, and right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Brick, New Jersey. Hey, Aileen.
Hi, Aileen.
Hi,
Hi. Hi, Artie.
Hi.
It was such a pleasure seeing you yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it's all, you always raise my spirits.
Whenever I see you, I kind of don't really talk about myself, and I kind of have concerns with other people. So I thought I was listening, and I was enjoying myself, having a cup of tea, so I thought I'd call in.
Oh, that's nice of you.
That's really nice. Would you like to join us in our conversation?
Yes.
About a possession.
You want to know something, Aileen? I, you know, being that I read you so much, I'm going to let Sky say a couple of things. You're going to have to turn down your radio. Aileen, I don't know if you have your radio on, but there's a feedback.
Oh, okay. Let me walk away for a hold on.
So there we go.
Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's very cool. Much better.
I'm getting, Aileen, you're a worrywart. You're a worrywart, and you have a very beautiful spirit.
Yeah, she's compulsive worrywart.
Yeah.
Aileen, what is it that you specifically want to ask Sky?
Well, specifically, I think it's time for me, you know, to sort of take, you know, the bull by the horns. I'm at that stage in my life where my youngest is starting high school in the fall. And I've been a stay-at-home mom for a very long time, 18 years, and I'm just at a crossroads. And I'm lacking the confidence to figure out, do I go back to school for something specifically? It's really hard. I feel like I kind of have the smarts for certain things, but just don't know. I have a 2-year degree, and I'm just not sure what to do to focus on. I think if I had a focus on something specifically, I could really, you know, there could be no stopping me, but I have to have a focus for me to do that, or I'm just all over the place.
Yeah, you're trying to find your niche.
You know, Aileen, as you were speaking, I saw computers all over you.
Oh, God.
I even see you. Instead of going to school out of the house, I see you taking a computer class. And
I did that once a couple years ago. I'm a dinosaur when it comes to computer knowledge.
I'm seeing that all over you. Because when you go out into the job world, if you don't know computer, you're sunk. In any profession.
And I think that's what's scaring me. Right. It's scaring me. Yeah.
Exactly. You need to face those fears.
Sky can relate to that.
Yes, I can.
Sky's also afraid of the computer.
I'm a dinosaur too, sweetheart, and it scares the poo-poo out of me to get on a computer because I usually delete everything that I do.
But you want to know something, and not that I mean to promote them, but I will because it's a fantastic company. But if you go to Apple, you could sign up for courses, and they will teach you one-on-one, you know, basics.
Wow. Yeah.
And you know what I'm seeing right now? I'm seeing you're putting the cart before the horse. At this juncture of your life, I'm really feeling that you need to become more proficient in computer because I feel that you are going to get into a profession that you're going to need to use a computer. It may not be sitting at a computer all day, but you're going to have to learn some technology on the computer to do the function that you're going to do in this job.
And this is going to build your confidence, Aileen. And, you know, but once you start getting some kind of, you know, base foundation in the computer world, then you're not going to be afraid to go on interviews because if they say, you know, do you know anything with computers or do you know how to, and you're like, I don't know. You want to go with some gunpowder behind you and not like, you know, unless if you want to just be a salesperson at a retail store where you don't need computers or customer service where you really don't need much computers, you know, so it's definitely going to benefit you to go for that education. And, you know, you'll put yourself in a win-win situation. But when you don't have much resources behind you, you know, it can be very scary because you're choosing not wanting to learn. You just want things to be how they were in the yesteryears, and now you're being forced to be more self-sufficient. You're being forced to become smarter than what you already are. And you do have a dynamic personality, so.
Yeah, and I feel that too, and I feel you're a very warm person. Let me ask you a question. I was just concentrating, and I saw a hammer. which would mean two things to me. Either you're having work done around the house or something's going to break and you're going to have work done. Are you having any work done in your home right now?
No, my son shattered a glass a couple hours ago on the floor. I don't know if that's what you've seen. There's
glass
everywhere. Well,
I see a hammer, which tells me if he didn't use a hammer to shatter that glass, no.
No.
I'm feeling, though, that you're either going to have to be prepared. There's something that's coming up in the house that I need fixing.
Oh, okay. I will.
All right? Because if you're not in construction or you're not doing anything right this moment, like building a deck or painting.
Not at all. So that would mean something's going to go kerplunk in a couple of minutes. Soon it could happen. Yeah, no, definitely not building anything right now. So,
okay, in the future, very near future, it's going to start.
Yeah. Oh,
give
yourself,
Aileen, give yourself something to look forward to for yourself. You know, when you're building on a career or building on a something, or even when you are going to school, but when you're going to do something with purpose, that's very, very exciting.
Right.
You know, but when you're not really doing anything towards an anything and you're just living your life day to day to day, you know, it becomes very lonely, comes anxious. And then, you know,
you get depressed.
And then, you know, when your kids are old enough where they don't need you in the same way and you're trying to find your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're being forced to have to do something for yourself.
Don't be afraid of the computer, Aileen. I should talk.
Well, that's my plan then. That's the first thing I should conquer before I, like you said, get ahead of myself.
Correct.
And that's step one for me. So that's what I'll do.
Good girl.
I had taken a basic course a couple years ago, but it was just too basic, and I just should have kept going with it. And instead, I just sort of stopped there, but I need to go farther. And
I'm also seeing for you that they are going to offer you to learn certain programs like Windows or some kind of applications that are used in business computers. Don't discount them. You definitely go for every computer class as far as programs that are used in the business world. Learn them.
And just do it step by step. Don't feel like you have to tackle the whole world
all
in one shot. Mm-hmm. You know, just do it step by step.
Get one under your belt and then go to another. Get one under your belt and go to another.
Right.
And I see you being very proficient at this.
Wow.
You're a very conscientious person, Aileen.
And I feel like you're a very smart girl, too.
Okay. It is true. I do need to conquer that because that's really subconsciously, I think, what's been holding me back from, you know, going for certain jobs that I could be going for and things like that. So that's what I'll do.
And I feel like your daughter will help you out a lot, too. Like when you need questions about the computer and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's my tech guru around here, so I believe that.
Yeah, you know, so as you're learning, you could always, you know, go to her as your little cheat and just say, hey, you know, how do I do this or how do I do this, you know, as you're trying to figure out and learn. And this is something that, you know, you and her will become more, you know, bonding together. And your son will just spot help you, but I don't feel like he'll have nearly as much patience or wanting as your daughter does.
Okay.
To assist you.
Okay.
How embarrassing. You know what? I'm in the same position you are, Aileen. And I always go to the kids for help. And I feel like such a dum-dum sometimes because the things that they're showing me are so elementary. And I'm looking at them as being so much more intricate than really what it's all about. But that's my generation. My generation was never a computer age, you know?
Well, even in my generation, I was never even a good typist. You know, everyone in the family could type.
Hey, listen, I have one of the fastest. I have one of the fastest two fingers.
Right. You want to hear a funny story? It's just a second story. When my daughter was little, we bought them the very first child computers, right? She calls me into her bedroom. She goes, Mommy, look what I did. I alphabetized the keyboard.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's a true story. I said,
that's funny. That's too funny. Aileen, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Yeah, thanks
for your help.
God bless. Good luck.
Thanks for your help. Thanks so much. Thank you.
All right, sweetie. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Nice to meet you, Sky.
Oh, it was lovely speaking with you, Aileen, and God bless you in all your endeavors.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a lovely lady.
Yeah. You want to know something? You know, she lives in Brick, and I would probably say that Brick and Tom's River has been very good to me.
Really?
Really. Most of my parties and most of my reads, not all of them, but a good chunk of them, I can't even explain it, comes from Tom's River and
That's
Brick.
That's a tough crowd out there.
Really? You
yes.
think?
Very yeah. ethnic.
Really. And it's been, you know, nothing but super fantastic. And I can't really explain why just those areas, you know. I mean, I'm all over the place.
Yeah. But you're gravitating.
But for whatever reason, the energy gravitates me. Like every other party seems to be in Brick or Tom's, which
By
I'm
the
thrilled
way,
about.
Do not ruin that shirt you're wearing, because when I lose a little bit more weight, I'm stealing it from you. Harley Davidson, American legend. That's mine, mama.
A bio on
it. I love it. I love it.
I get so much attention when I wear this Harley
like
jacket.
It.
It's unbelievable.
I love it.
And I'm going to tell you a little story once we get back from this commercial break. So stick around, everybody.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this
reservation. Hi, everybody. Right. Welcome back to the next segment of Angels and Answers with your talented Artie Hoffman and your talented Sky Siegel.
That's right. We are both very loving, talented people.
Yes.
And you want us at your party.
Yes.
And when you go away on cruises, trips.
Take us.
Do you want to take us?
We can be excellent companions.
That's right. We are fun and we're intuitive and
yes.
we'll tell you things.
Yes. And I want to give everybody my telephone number in case.
That's right. You didn't give it last
no.
time.
In case anybody wants a reading or a party or invite me to a party.
Right. Anyone who wants me.
Anybody who wants me. Please call me 908-500-1474.
And you will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Oh, I guarantee it.
I thank you, sir.
So now I'm going to get to my story about my jacket. I had a denim jacket. It's
it.
Not really a shirt. It's a denim jacket.
It's like a vestie.
Yeah, vestie. I wear a Harley jacket now, and I don't even own a motorcycle. But people always ask me, you know, do you ride a Harley? And my common reply is, I have a brother Harley, but I don't ride him. You know, I ride a Schwinn. They say, what kind of bike you ride? And I tell him a Schwinn, literally. That's the truth.
That's true.
You know, but no, I had my favorite denim jacket in the whole world, and I left it at a bowling alley, and I was so devastated. I was so upset that when I went back, like the next day, because I didn't realize I didn't have it. You know, you go and you do, you don't think.
Yeah.
And I went back to try to get it, and it was gone, and it just sucked. And so I was in New York City, I believe with charity at the time, and we just happened to be walking around, and there was a street fair going on. We didn't even realize. No, it's like they have – it's really cool to go to. When you go to New York City, they have – if you Google New York City and street fairs and
yeah.
stuff, they have street fairs at all different parts of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And it's about – literally about 10 blocks long, and you got vendors, and you got food, and
yeah.
it's very cool atmosphere.
It's like
atmosphere.
The feast in St. Gennaro's Feast.
Yeah,
down
exactly.
In the,
yeah. It's about literally about 10, 15 blocks long. It's amazing. And so anyway, so I happened to look straight up where we were towards the end of, you know, this fiesta going on. And I looked straight up at one of the stores and I saw a Harley Davidson place. And I said, you know what? I'm sure they have denim jackets. And I'm hoping that they just had a plain jacket and not with Harley everything, because I am not a motorcycle kind of guy. Although, I mean, I appreciate them, but, you know, I like it and I don't. So I go in the store, everything has Harley on it. Harley, 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 Harley. So I said, you know what the hell? I'll get this until I find the jacket I want.
Yeah.
And once I bought it and I put it on me, people like look at me with this different respect level. Like
in
all the stores and all the places.
Like you're
like
a tough guy.
Like I'm a tough guy. Like I'm the cool, I'm the Fonz, baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And seriously, people truly look at me with a different perspective when you're a certain thing.
I know. You look like a hitter.
You know?
In Brooklyn, we would call him a hitter.
A hitter.
Yeah. We would call you a hitter. That's like not a hippie, but just the opposite. Like, you know, the
cool
tough
dude.
Guys, the cousins,
yeah.
you know, hey, oh, wow.
Yeah, people will open the door for
right.
me rather than slam it on
right.
me. It really, it's amazing. Like, I didn't
right.
realize wearing a Harley jacket gives you clout. And it would be amazing that if all of a sudden, you know, they should promote themselves like that on TV.
They don't have
like
to.
I know that they're pretty big, but still, it could even be even better and
I
bigger
know, right?
just with their stuff. And I got some of the coolest Harley jackets. I really do. And I don't even ride the bike.
I know.
But I'll tell you, it really does give you a different ego boost or whatever. So if anybody has a hard time picking up anybody, you know, whether it be girl or guy or whatever, just put on a Harley jacket,
and
Harley vest or
boots.
Whatever.
Square toe black boots with a strap in the back, guys.
Yeah.
Make
like
hot.
Yeah. And so it's a persona, because just like some people get a high on, you know, people in uniform and in
yeah.
uniform, you know, and they could be the biggest dweeb. It makes
yeah.
no difference, but you're
yeah.
wearing a uniform. You look chic. You
right.
look chic. You look sharp and
sexy.
Yeah, baby.
Very sexy.
And it really does
and
something
there is some
for
kind
your persona.
Of a, there is a sex appeal attached to the Harley Davidson, because let's face it, you see these bikes with these beautiful chicks on it with the long blonde
hair. Oh, yeah,
hair.
The hot chicks and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, with the little stilettos and the hot pants and the shorts going up the crack and the whole nine. You know, something you can't relate to,
yeah,
right?
I can't relate to that at all. Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. Anyway, but you know, it does have some kind of sex appeal to it. And
yeah.
I like that.
Well, a lot of commercials deal with the sex appeal. I mean,
everything
is just about sold on sex and the sex
appeal.
Even
food. food.
Like I said to you before, everything in life is sold based on emotions.
Everything.
How does it make you feel? That's the big emotion. Does it make you feel strong? Does it make you feel sexy? Does it make you feel smart?
Confidence.
You know, the confidence. And so, you know, when people, you know, for all of you who are listening, you have a hard, you know, a complex about yourself. You know, it could be about anything.
Think of a Depends commercial, how confident you'll feel.
Exactly. Exactly. But if you if you wear, you know, stuff that makes you feel like $1 million, you know, like I said, this Harley stuff, it just happened by accident, and it'll boost your confidence. Trust me, people will look at you differently when you're a sharp dresser, and it's just cool. It's like I have this white blazer jacket, and every single time I wear a black shirt with my white blazer jacket, and I wear my blue jeans and cowboy boots or whatever, I always get looks. It's just as cool as my Harley jacket.
Yes.
And get compliments and stuff.
It's a sexy look.
It's a sex appeal, and it makes it look like I know what I'm doing. It makes me look smart. Makes me look rich.
So it's like when I go to the powwow and I put on my regalia. Regalia is the native garb from years and years ago. Buckskin and beautiful earrings and jewelry and all kinds of accessories that go with that.
It's fun to get dressed up, too.
It is. It's beautiful. And we call it regalia because it's not a costume, because we're not imitating. We are that. So we call it a regalia. We honor it. We regale it. So anyway, it's like when I go to the powwow and my hair is braided in 2 braids and I have my braid ties on, I have my garb on with my fringe. You've never seen me all dressed up. And people like step out of the way and bow. Because being an American Indian to me means nothing. I mean, you know, I'm proud of who I am, but, you know, it's not a big deal.
But it is. But this is what I was trying to tell you.
When you
got dressed up for your pictures, when we took pictures and stuff, you looked very cool. It was that air of confidence, and your picture shows it, too.
Thank you.
The way you come across and the way you did your makeup and the way it just – everything blended. You look very –
Indian,
but no, it was a unique, it was a cool look, but people respect that. And you keep on looking at this, I was almost about to say the four-letter word, you keep on looking at this crap from a political point of view.
I do.
But if you just could get rid of that thought process.
I know, it's so hard.
I'm telling you, if you just look at it from a human point of view, a spiritual point of view, it's like you could constantly get people wrapped around you.
You know what it is? This is the way I feel. And I know a lot of you folks, if you want to embellish on what I'm saying, please call in. I feel as though we are the only nationality in the entire world that needs a card to say who we are. Like we have to carry a tribal card. Did I ever share my tribal card?
What do you mean you have to carry a tribal card? I don't get it.
A tribal card is something that you get when you're born, and it states that you're an American Indian, and it states what reservation and nation you're attached to, and your blood quantum.
Okay.
And if you don't have it, and let's say you're in New Jersey and the police know the law of, let's say, the native world, you could be deported back to a reservation. Do you know that? If I don't carry my tribal card, if somebody stops.
But how would they know that you're even American Indian if you
don't
have your card?
Well, it's pretty evidence. And not only that. But
no, most people would take you as Italian.
Really?
Especially with your accent. Are you kidding me?
Well, my Guido Italian. Well, I'm part.
Yeah, just show attitude. That's all.
True.
And with a name like Siegel, you know?
Right, but I'm saying.
What's your name, Sitting Bull Siegel?
No, but my married name, before my married name was Lone Elk. That's his
name. Lone Elk.
Lone Elk. Lone Elk. Elk.
Yeah, but to the common person, we wouldn't know that. Oh, that's an Indian name. You know, it's different. It's not like Goldberg is that, and Marino is.
You wouldn't know that Lone Elk?
No.
Really?
I honestly could think Canadian maybe.
All right,
everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we got to go to a commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.